Good morning to everyone. If this had been a couple weeks ago, the way I was feeling, I wouldn't be up here. But thanks to four or five doctors, I'm starting to get better. At least I can see now. I'd ask you a question before we start today. Thanks to Jason. I've been working on this since his last talk. How many excuses did you make this last week? Think about that. How many excuses did you make to not do something this last week? Just think about that. You know, there's more excuses in the Bible than you think of. You start thinking about people who made excuses. In my research of this in the Bible, it comes up with this is better than a statement and induces a great love chapter of the Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, of all things on earth, love may be the most excellent. Love for life, one another is a love of excellence. That is truly magic and awesome. But you know, excuses can ruin that with God. I remember out in the workforce, and everybody's still out in the work field today, in the work world. That's part of daily living, excuses. I spent most of my life looking through the windshield of a semi, and the dispatchers always had excuses of why something didn't work your way, worked their way, not yours. Always had an excuse. An excuse is designed to justify one's behavior. Think about that. People use excuses to design and justify their behavior. There are legitimate excuses. To wish you all went up here because I was sick. That's a legitimate excuse. I won't call it an excuse, but it's an excuse, but it's legitimate. It's a reason. There are poor excuses. Young people, listen to this one. He dared me to steal it. That's an excuse on your part. You know God knows better. If somebody can dare you to do something, don't do it. Doing it is an excuse on your part. If you say that he dared me to do it. I remember in school getting dared to do things. Poor excuse is trying to rationalize behavior to make it right in your own sight. How many times have you worked with somebody that will do that? They have a poor excuse just to make it right in their sight. Well, that's the way it should be. And if you find yourself blaming others for your own problems or your actions, that's an excuse. You're going to get yourself in trouble. One of the hardest things in the world to do, rather than make an excuse, is to admit you're wrong and take the blame for it. 9 times out of 10, people will come up with an excuse rather than take the blame for it. Remove, forgive it, and go on. What's the first excuse in the Bible? Book of Genesis got the first excuse. Right in the beginning. Genesis 3, 12 and 13. It was a woman who brought to me, and she gave it to me and I ate it. Poor excuse. That's an excuse. Blame somebody else for what he did. Adam did. Blamed Eve for what he did. That's an excuse. Don't think of something new. This is not something new that comes up today, but we excuse ourselves out of doing things with God. This began from the beginning. Excuses. Blame somebody else for what they did. Adam made the first excuse. I don't gonna blame a woman for it. Adam made it. Well, man did this one. He blamed Eve, and indirectly he's blaming God for what he did wrong. But Eve ate of the good-looking fruit, and what did she blame for it? The serpent. He beguiled me and I ate of it. two excuses right there in the beginning that neither one of them hold water. Both of them tried to excuse themselves by blaming someone else. Do we do that today? How many times in the world, in the work world, does somebody do that to you? Do something wrong and get blame somebody else for it. I remember in the military, some officers wanted us to do something overseas that didn't come out the right way, and then we got blamed for doing what he told us to do. Because he didn't want to take the blame for it. That works out in the world today. Stop and think about that. That works in the world today. That's what we face each and every day of our life. Not only among ourselves is you making excuses of us to God, but with what the people we work with, we face that. That's why we need to talk to God in prayer constantly. I have said numerous times, I've had a lot of prayers to God looking through the windshield of a truck driving down the road. You can talk a lot. People think you're crazy. You're talking out loud to yourself to God in the truck going down the road. That's all right. If I see you talking like that, I'm not going to think you're crazy. Because it's true, it works. Other examples in the Bible, four excuses. Sarah and Abraham, she always gives the impression that it was Abraham's fault why she didn't have children. I don't know why she didn't have children, but God, she had one later, and God told her to have one. Aaron had a lame excuse for making idols. Remember when Moses up on the mountain and the people wanted something to look, talk to? All those people brought that to him and we threw it in the fire and we melted it down and we made idols out of it. Wasn't he supposed to be the leader when Moses wasn't there and not be influenced to make an excuse to do what the people wanted? I'm just telling you what God's probably looking at. I'm trying to get to why God's looking at what he's doing. Remember Saul when the army departed and they took a lot of the best of the sheep and the animals and the cattle with them? They were told to destroy everything. But they're going to sacrifice to them, your Lord, your God, we're going to sacrifice them to you. But you were told to destroy it completely, not bring it with you. So we're not the only one to make excuses. It's been back in the beginning. People made excuses to God because they didn't want to do what he told them to. One of the men that we know well in the New Testament made an excuse too. If he said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Remember, we accused him of being with Christ that night. He said, well, I don't know what to talk about. I know the man. I have nothing to do with him. He made an excuse. Do you know why? Fearful for his own life. Not worried about God's or Christ's life. He's fearful for his own physical life rather than standing out for God. Oh, there's... He had an excuse for that because he didn't want to have me suffer. Exodus, the fourth chapter. Now this one here kind of fits me. This one here will fit me, but I've probably done this. I've made this excuse myself here because I'm not college educated. And I'm a word language that don't work too well. And I don't have a good command of the English language to be up here. Let's put it that way. Moses believed the God. He said, I am not a good speaker. I don't know how to do things. Well, I've been told that's an excuse. You can do it anyway. He Gideon was talking to the Lord and said, I can't rescue myself. My clan's the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, but I am the least in my entire family. You know what the Lord said to him? I will be with you in whatever you need to do. What does he say to us in the New Testament? I will be with you wherever steps you take. We don't need to make excuses as long as we got him to lean on. Because he's with us every step of the way. But sooner or later, we're going to have to learn to quit making excuses. Because there's going to be a reckoning day if we don't. And I don't think we're going to like that reckoning day if we get caught making excuses. This comes clear back in the Old Testament. I'm not starting this in the New Testament. This comes clear back in God talking to the Israelite nation. Ezekiel 33:20. I will judge each of you according to your deeds. Now, if you make excuses, that counts as part of your deeds, doesn't it? That's what he's telling these Israelites before he even gets back to Christ coming upon earth. 1 Peter 1:17. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So what? You must live in reverent fear of him because of what he can do you at the day of judgment. That's what so many people today make excuses and don't think about. I don't have to follow God today. I can do this at the last minute just before I die. Well, you don't know how long you're going to be here. You might not be here 5 seconds from now. It didn't take long in the military to learn that you could be gone in 5 seconds, less than 5 seconds. You can need to worry about that all the time. Excuses. My dad always told me when he whopped me for making an excuse, so I quit. I learned not to because he was kind of a harsh punisher if you did something wrong with him. Excuses are cover-up. Attempting to make us look good when we're not. That's probably true. Taking responsibility for actions is probably the best way out of an excuse. My dad always said, learn from mistakes. Just don't do the same mistake twice. True. So stop to think. You're used to making excuses about things. Think about what God thinks of it. In Luke, in the first, in the New Testament, the book of Luke, one that always hits me. 14th chapter, verses 18 on down through it. God asked these people to do something and they all made excuses because they didn't want to do what he wanted them to. Don't let us be that way today when we have an opportunity to become a child of God. Don't make that excuse. Well, I'll do it later. Now, don't do that. First said to him, God talking to him, he said, I have bought a field and I must go and see it. It's more important than meeting with God. Please excuse me. Another said, oh, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I've got to go examine them. Peter accused me, another one said, well, I've just married a wife, and I cannot come and meet with you. I'll bring her with you. That's all excuses. That's in the New Testament of talking to God, not doing what he wants them to do. But how many times today do we do the same dumb things to God? Moses said to the Lord, I'm not eloquent. Even the pastor sends and speak to your servant. I am slow of speech and of tongue. I can't teach people. What's the scripture say? Deeds show more than words on what people need to be taught, what you do. If you think God doesn't know what you're doing when you're making excuses, go back to the book of Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord comes to me before I sing. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. That's the part that when you get studying that, makes you realize I don't amount to much on this earth. I'm like a little ant of God. He made everything. He made me. He knew what I was going to do before I was born. Exactly what person you were going to be, because He made you. Stop and think about things like that. When we go making excuses, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. We have people we work with that are always judging somebody. Well, he's a dummy. He can't do this. He can't do that. Because they don't like the way they dress. They don't like the way they act, the way they talk. Book of Romans talks about that. You have no excuse, O man, each one of you who judges. For in passing judgment one another, you condemn yourselves, because you judge the practice of the very same and do the same things. A lot of them do. Not to have excuses. Then the article goes back to the point of Adam blaming Eve for eating of the fruit. Excuses, the easiest thing to come up with in the world. But that's the hardest thing to overcome, making an excuse. The book of John, Christ says, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sins. If he hadn't come and taught, we wouldn't have known what sin was. Wouldn't have no reason to have an excuse for it. Rather than have excuses, think of this one. Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor in the stands of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers, but delighteth in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by a stream of water that yields its fruits. And what is the rest of that? In the season, and the leaf does not wither. That's what God wants us to be. Don't want us to be making excuses. Be strong like that. What of Joseph when he'd been sold by his brothers to slavery in Egypt? He'd made excuses about what he had to do. Oh, I'm just a poor thing. I can't do nothing here. But he worked hard. And the king looked up to him because he was honest and worked hard. He didn't make excuses. He made the best of what he had. And he came out good in the end. Think about that. It's what we need to work, make the best of what we have sometimes. It may not be the best thing. I've had this thought a time or two when I was working in the world. Life is not fair. No, it's not. Don't make an excuse because you don't get the best thing out of life, because we always had people that knew how to get to the boss and get the best thing out of them. We always called them brown nosers. So think about that. As you go through life, don't be like Christ says, in vain they worship me, teaching a doctrine of the commandments of man. Don't do what men want to do, what God wants to be done. Stop to think today. If you're not a child of God, where you may be tomorrow. A best friend in school that you made an excuse to for or didn't tell the truth about, that did something wrong, he may be gone tomorrow, but God's still there. Is there an excuse for not accepting God in this world? No. Not being a child of His or part of His kingdom. Philippians 2 and 10. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not now. Day of judgment, it will be there. I'd rather be a child of His today than wait the day of judgment and be told you're going to the wrong place rather than go to heaven. We don't have an excuse for not putting God first in our life. There is no such excuse. I have talked to people, but worked with people. Well, I'm too busy. I can't do that. I ain't got time for God. I'm too busy. I'm going to work too much. Worried about that dollar more than anything, more than his soul. We'll do it later. We don't know where to start. We think those excuses are going to hold up to God when you meet Him face to face at Judgment Day? I don't think so. I don't want to meet Him under them circumstances. From the time the world was created, that put first man on earth, man has seen earth and sky and all that God has created. That's one reason we live in this part of the country. I like to change the seasons. I don't like the snow too well and the cold anymore as I got older, but I don't want to live down south where it's hot and smoldering all the time. I've been there. I don't want to stay there. I like the seasons. God changes it for us. Gives us something different 4 times a year. I'm gonna read you an excuse that I was told. This excuse of why a person was not a child of God. Now this is blaming everything on somebody else. That's exactly what this person was doing. But if you're not a child of God today and you think about blame this, don't blame the family or somebody else for it. This is what this person told me. I had a terrible father. He turned me against God. Does that excuse sound good? I couldn't get out of the guy why he said his father turned him against God. Just because he did, because he was terrible. And some will say, I never heard, the Bible's too hard to understand. Well, I have to agree, some of it is for us, our little feeble mind, because God is so far above it, it's a little hard for us to digest some of it, because we're not given all the facts in it. Here's another excuse, that my parents never took me to church. If you're old enough to be responsible for yourself now, you don't have to go what your parents said. Do what God wants you to, not what they wanted. They're all excuses. Maybe they're good, maybe they're not. Well, on the judgment day, will that excuse hold? Everyone could see God's work in nature. They can see how God works in the fall. Trees start losing their leaves. Things go dormant so they can rest through the winter. In the springtime it goes green. The farmers plant crops and raise them through the summer. God has a cycle of making things work. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. That alone, to me, is a witness of His power and His great importance and His great ability. I don't need much more than that to teach you that He is more important than anything I can do on this earth. So if you're outside of God's wing, His cover, His hovering over in His arm to help you, the post to lean upon today, think what your excuse not becoming His child. Because none of us that walk out of this building today who knows what for sure that we'll even get to our cars. You might die if we get to your car. We don't know. We have no idea how long life will last. Because God can end this world anytime He has to take a notion to. That's why we need to be prepared and be His child, whatever we're doing in this life. Don't make an excuse. Because I'm quite sure judgment day comes, that excuse will not hold water. So if you're not a child of Him today, or if you feel you've stumbled and need to correct yourself with God, now is the time to do that, because tomorrow may never come. Come forward as we stand and offer the song, sing a song that David, he chose.